You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, in just a few days, the United States is set to impose a 30% tariff on local citrus exports, and that is a move that could leave hundreds of thousands of cartons of fruit unsold and thousands of rural jobs at risk. Now, the Citrus Growers Association has made a direct appeal to President Ramaphosa to step in and negotiate a lifeline, but is Pretoria able to move fast enough to avoid a crisis? And what are the deeper structural issues at play? I'm in conversation now with Dr. Boichoko Ntshabele, who's the Chief Executive Officer of the Citrus Growers Association of South Africa. Dr. Ntshabele, this is obviously a very grave situation. Firstly, have you had any formal response from the presidency to your letter?
Yes, we did receive a reply from the presidency, which acknowledged receipt of our letter to the president. They also recommended that we also speak to the line function departments, which is the DOA and the DTIC.
So what progress have you made in that respect then?
Well, look, we're in constant touch with both the DTIC and the DOA. So the fact that we had escalated to the president, I think it also heightens a little bit on their side that we move promptly to trying to find a solution before the 1st of August.
But dealing with those two entities says to me that the president isn't going to get directly involved, and that's what your organization wants, isn't it?
Not necessarily. I've always understood that the president would be leading, but he would also be delegating at certain points in terms of these discussions. That's what we are expecting. Similar to almost what we all saw in May when he went to the White House.
If no intervention comes by the 1st of August, and that is just around the corner, how much citrus is going to be lost, and what would the estimated financial hit to growers and the industry be as a whole?
So it's difficult to quantify that at this point in time. What we can acknowledge is that we typically export about 7 million cartons to the US. We've just gone through the peak or the middle of the season. So we're in the process of trying to quantify. So there's a lot of moving parts. For example, some of the fruit might be going to other markets. And so we're trying to follow up on what that number is in order to determine exactly what the scenarios might be in terms of the rest of the season.
Dr. Ntshabele, what is your constituency telling you right now? They must be increasingly worried about this.
That is precisely why we wrote the letter. We all are waiting with bated breath as to what happens this week, what would happen come 1st of August. We really hope that the government will find solution negotiating a mutually beneficial trade pact between South Africa and the US. And we would like to remind viewers that our view of the world is that we actually do not compete with US citrus producers. We are actually helping increase citrus consumption in the US in that we keep customers happy with our citrus when they are out of season. And then we return them back to them when their season come back online.
It seems as though you're very close to the finish line here, to, you know, at the 11th hour. Are you satisfied that South Africa's trade diplomacy has adequately protected your sector? Or is there a growing sense here that the government has dropped the ball?
Look, we're not sure where we are. What we're worried about is that, you know, it has come to this, you know, that it's almost over the line. We're not sure which way it will go. And what is promising is that in the last 5, 6, 7 days or so, there has been increasing number of deals, as President Trump calls them. So we hope that ours becomes one of those that that is finally announced.
Well, your industry has said, and you're reiterating, that you are willing to negotiate. But are you getting any direct engagement from U.S. trade representatives or officials? Or do you think this is in danger of becoming a one-way appeal?
Look, we work closely with government, and we hope that they're also using every avenue possible. We are lucky that we've got our own people on the ground on that side that we also use to communicate our position, and therefore we have a sense that everything is possible at this point in time. And really, the clock is ticking, and hoping that by midnight on the 30th of this month, something is on the table.
Dr. Ncebele, you've also warned of job losses, not the first time that this warning has been sounded. Are you able to give us any kind of number, either seasonal or permanent, which are on the line, jobs on the line, if this tariff goes ahead?
The challenge, and maybe to paint it this way, is that if we lose this market, we lose half of this season that is currently underway. We don't know what will happen to the next season, Jeremy, and therein lies the risk. We provide employment as our citrus growers too in the Western Cape and the Northern Cape to 35,000 people. And that's, you know, what we have to look at. And all of us, government and the president, also try and save those jobs.
There is an argument that South Africa some time back should have diversified its export markets more aggressively. And it obviously raises questions about why the industry is still so exposed to a single market like the United States. Is there some merit in that argument, do you think?
I would say no. So the one thing that people don't realize, Jeremy, is that we are the biggest citrus exporter, the second biggest citrus exporter in the world after Spain. We ship our citrus to over 100 markets. So if you think about that, we are probably one of the most diversified industries in South Africa. So we already ship to over 100 markets, and we are currently talking to a number of markets. For example, in April of this year, we were just in India, knocking at their door to find new market opportunities in that space. We are talking to markets in Southeast Asia Sea. So it's something that we do ourselves. So we're well ahead in terms of diversifying market access.
Which is good news, but how difficult or how realistic would it be at short notice to, say, reroute produce to India?
That's a tough one. And we've always said that when citrus is grown, it's grown for specific markets in terms of the palate, what people like in terms of taste. There's also issues of health and safety in terms of MRLs and also phytosanitary requirements of the recipient country. So those are some of the things that make it very difficult to pivot and suddenly shift from one market to the other. Inherent in pivoting is also that you run the risk of oversupply in any one market. And therein lies the devil for the growers, in that you, once you oversupply a market, you get a drop in price. And therefore, you reduce profitability of your own growers.
Well, there's no doubt this is a very serious situation, and one that we will all be watching with a great deal of interest. Dr. Boitshoko Ncebele, thank you very much indeed. Chief Executive Officer of the Citrus Growers Association of Southern Africa.